And at 2:16 here at Kate Radio, we're going to call to you Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday. Our good buddy Jonesy joins us. And Tom, are you outside in the heat today? What are you up to?
I just took advantage of the new Freeborn County waste disposal site and brought a bunch of household chemicals out there and checked it out. What a great thing they have going on the Wednesdays. You can drop stuff off from 9 to 3 o'clock. I had a big, huge tote full of stuff, and they took it all, and we're happy to get it recycled. So that's a great opportunity for people to do things. And I'm just in my car right now, and it's hot.
Good day to be at Fulton Lake, at least walking around the lake, because we got a breeze. That's kind of the saving grace right now, is that it's still a little bit windy.
Yeah, the nice little breeze blowing, but you know, I told my son when he went off going out to Worthington today for baseball, kind of the desert area of Minnesota over there, so expect it to be even warmer than it is here.
Are you making the trip?
I am not.
Okay, because
I went to Mankato last night, and I said Worthington's a little bit far, two nights in a row to be gone, especially this time of year now that it's warm. Got a lot of lawn work to get done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Jonesy, so you're in Mankato yesterday, I'm assuming, watching the JV game.
Yep.
And where does the JV play? And where did the high school teams play yesterday?
The high school, you know, somebody else asked me where the high school team plays. I'm not sure if East has a field. I know West plays at the Moondogs field, but I'm not 100% sure on East. I think they may have a field at East High School, but don't quote me on that. For the JV, they played at Eagle Lake, just east of Mankato, and we think we played there last year, maybe as a ninth grade team too. But a nice field there, not kind of a snow fence on the left. And my son pitched, and he gave up two home runs over the snow fence. And thank goodness they were only single ones. And his claim after the game was it was only 250 feet out there, Dad. To which I said, well, it was 250 feet for our team, too. Don't forget that. So anyway, the JV ended up losing a heartbreaker 5-4 walk-off for the East in the bottom of the seventh inning. And they one of the top couple top teams in the Big Nine, too. So they played very well to be there at the end.
Yeah, I didn't get a recap, but I know the score I saw, 11-1 for the Varsity against Mankato East. And we know East and West are such good baseball teams, and we should remind everybody, if you're going, why in the world is the Albert Lea baseball team going out to Worthington today? It's because it's their new section. They got moved to the West. Worthington and Marshall are the two real far drives for Albert Lea that have just been added. So that's why I don't think we'd have Worthington on the schedule if it wasn't for them being a section opponent.
No doubt. And Marshall also, I think they're actually might be at home here for the, I know the JV game's at home, so I'm assuming Varsity is in a couple weeks, but that's a long trip. I think when you get on the interstate, it says 114 miles, the first sign on your way to Alden. So I know there's some parents that are going over, but this is a good opportunity for me to miss one game. But the Tigers are playing some good baseball. I mean, the East is a good squad, and they got down early 7-1, I know, and then ended up being a 10-run rule after 5 with 11-1. So bounce back, hopefully. I know nothing about Worthington. I haven't gone online to check out how they're doing out there. But probably not quite the high quality of baseball that we have in the Big Nine this year. But who knows? You never know. You still got to play the game.
Yeah, I was looking at the section standings. And one thing about spring sports, it's the one time of the season for baseball and softball where it seems to be tougher, I should say, to find standings and to find scores. It's always been that way when it comes to spring sports. But what I can see at Minnesota-scores.net, looks like Worthington probably on the bottom half of the section standings as of right now. But again, those section standings are missing a bunch of games. But like you said, I would guess Worthington is probably in the bottom half of the section, and hopefully a game that Albert Lea can go on the road and get today.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'm going to be getting some updates, I know, for some parents. But long ride over there for the kids, and they bounce back Saturday, which will be fun. They have a game with Austin here. I know JV's at one. I'm assuming Varsity's probably at one also at Hike, and JV's out at the New Hammer Complex. So they always like it when they play Austin. It's a rivalry that they've played since young kids in traveling ball, and we'll look forward to seeing some home baseball here on Saturday, Aaron. Hey, one topic I want to talk about today, get your thoughts on, and that was it got voted down by one vote, boys volleyball in the state of Minnesota, sponsored by the high school league. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know enough about this. Now, I do know when I was working a full-time up in New Prague, there was a committee that was running advertising with us that they were just starting out boys volleyball, a club team. So it would have been like 4 or 5 years ago out of Shakopee. And they were pushing for boys volleyball to say, hey, in the future, we want to make this a sanctioned high school sport. Now, I did read from a newspaper guy up in the Itasca-Chanhassen area, and maybe he was at the meeting. I know he goes to a lot of the Minnesota State High School League meetings, and he mentioned something about politics being involved. I'm not quite sure what that is. Now, one thing I thought I saw was that volleyball for boys would be in the spring.
That's correct.
And for me, maybe voting it down was to not add another spring sport because you already have a baseball, you got track and field, you got boys golf, you got a boys tennis. Would that take away from other sports if you let boys volleyball go through? Now, right now, there's 40 to 50 club teams, I think, for boys volleyball, and I'm sure they're probably all based out of the Twin Cities, so who knows how fast things would spread to other parts in the state. Again, I'm just guessing, but my assumption is that they didn't want it to take away from other spring sports that are currently sanctioned with the Minnesota State High School League. That would be my guess.
I would totally agree with you on the ones that voted yes. So, I mean, you've got, like, in town of 18,300, like Albert Lee, you don't have a lot of extra players around to form another volleyball, probably 10, 12, 13-man team. And I can't see it working in a town like Albert Lee or Austin. Your bigger towns, yes, and I'm sure that that's where the pressure was coming from to pass it, was from the bigger towns that have these club teams, like you said, and they want to be a part of it. And I don't get me wrong, I'm all for boys volleyball. I think it's one of the greatest sports to watch, but I just don't think, you know, it would make for the greatest spring sport. You look at this spring too, Aaron, one thing to really think about is we've had 3 or 4 practices outside now for the boys and baseball team. So they were in the gym the whole time. So if you're in the gym all the time, for both boys baseball and softball, now you got to find a team to have varsity volleyball practices or another facility anyway, and you're just limited on that space too. So I think that, I imagine, came into play a little bit.
And there's one sport that I think is still a predominant up in the Twin Cities, that's a spring sport, and that's lacrosse. So other, you know, schools up there, because I don't think it's made it to our neck of the woods. And Jonesy, you can correct me, I think Owatonna probably got a lacrosse team, maybe the Rochester schools, but nothing here in Albert Lee or Austin. So that sport, which is now a spring sport, has stayed for the most part up in the Twin Cities. And I would assume if boys volleyball was a sanctioned sport, for the most part, because what you mentioned, numbers of some of the schools like in Albert Lee, it probably would not get here or get here very fast because of those reasons.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Owatonna and the Rochester schools do have lacrosse. I've seen some pictures on Facebook and online about that. But, yeah, you've got to have the numbers. And even in Albert Lee right now, the numbers aren't great for all of our sports. And if you take that and water it down even more, it's not going to help anybody. And so let's get it when it's ready and let's have it as a sport. But I think we need to be, you know, taking a look at a lot more factors to put into play, I guess, to have that in a town like Albert Lee or Austin or wherever. So
I'm hoping to get a John Millay with the Minnesota State High School League on the air on Friday and ask him more about that. Again, if you missed the story, a boys volleyball, they wanted to get sanctioned as a high school sport to be played in the spring. It was, it got, I think, 31 yes votes, 17 no, but you needed 32 yes votes, so a short by one yes, to make it a sanctioned sport. And again, there's probably so much more to this. Maybe as a sanctioned sport, would they have to rent out the X to have a state tournament? I mean, what other things would have to go with boys volleyball? I'm sure there was so many pieces that for those that voted no, probably had good reasons. And for those that voted yes, probably had good reasons as well.
Yeah, it was interesting on Facebook when the vote came out. I had pop-ups of WCCO and, you know, all the Twin City channels I have on my Facebook. And all of them had a lot of comments from parents saying this should be a sport, this should be a sport. And, of course, I'm not sure they're probably Metro sports, Metro parents, I should say. But, like I said, when it's time, I think it's a good sport to have. We just got to make sure the timing is right for all parties, all schools, all towns.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday this week. And a Jonesy, the Twins, still one of the hottest teams in baseball. They ran into a guy that is still, and I don't know how old he is now, in Justin Verlander, but he throws a one-hitter through eight last night at Target Field. The Twins lose to the Astros. He's been hurt, but, man, he has been just a fun pitcher to watch over the last decade plus.
You know, I was listening to that game last night coming home from the game in Cato, and I thought his career was kind of washed up after having all his injuries, and there was talk he should sign and pitch for Detroit for 1 year, and my goodness, he comes out and throws eight innings of one-hit ball against the Twins last night, and I'm sure that he's had to adjust like the Andy Pettits have that in the past that used to throw hard and learn to throw soft and hit the corners, and Verlander's always been a control pitcher anyway, and to be able to see what he did last night. And, of course, you've got a lot of Twins players that are currently on the injured list. Unbelievable amount of players on the injured list. So you're playing about half of a St. Paul Saints roster right now, too. And fortunately, we've been winning with that St. Paul Saints roster. But up against a team like the Astros might be a little tougher.
Jonesy, did you watch the Wild game at all last night?
I did not. By the time I got home, we were already down and did not watch it, but it didn't sound like they did very well. I heard the first two goals coming home from Cato, and it sounded really exciting. Like, boy, we're going to take it to them here. And then I got home and saw what the score was and said, nah, I think I'll do other stuff. So tough loss. Well, you lose two out of three at home. That's the one that just drives me crazy for this Wild team. They were so successful at home this year and not able to be able to do it. And I don't know what kind of a game Fleury had last night, but I really thought they were going to throw Talbot in the nets last night and did not. So it'll be the real question who goes in the nets for game six at St. Louis.
I would be shocked if they don't give Talbot a shot because, again, they've lost the last two games with Fleury in net. With that being said, I mean, two goals last night, that's not a lot of goals. Kirill Kaprizov had both of them. I don't know how long you can sign a guy for with an NHL contract, but get Dollar Bill Kirill, get him signed for like 15 years and just get done with it because he is a superstar. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and just to hear the two goals on the radio call last night was amazing. And he's such a great player. And of course, had all kinds of team records this year in his second year in the NHL. They're probably going to have to dump a player like a Mad Dumba from the defense with his salary, make a trade to be able to make the salary requirements for NHL to keep him down the road, but you got to do what you got to do to keep them, and hopefully they will. And just like the Twins, what they opened up the banks for Byron Buxton, of course, when he signed the big contract earlier in the spring. But yeah, they've got it. They got their work cut out for them now. They've got to win game six at St. Louis and come home and hopefully win game seven.
Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday. And Jonesy, anything else you want to comment on before I let you go?
Stay inside. It's really hot out.
Oh, come on. But, We've been asking for this weather.
Hey, if I can say one thing, kind of a neat deal. In the Elderly Tribune magazine, I was featured about my Twins collection along with two or three other huge Twins fanatics. So if you get a chance to pick it up and see it, you can see a lot of it, a couple of really cool pictures of me with my Twins collection and other people with their Twins collections. And I think we all have Twins blood on them here in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. So pick that up if you can and read that story. And it also talks the history of baseball in Albert Lea. The Historical Society gal did a great, great story. A lot of neat old pictures of the Albert Lea teams back in the 30s and 40s. So if you like baseball, it's a must read.
And where can you find that?
You know, I think most of the gas stations probably have it. I'm sure if you drive by, actually, I think they have them out the mall. So it might be a rack of them out the mall there too, but if you stop by the Tribune, they have them inside, and you just ask for an Albert Lea magazine and look for them at Quick Trips, I believe. They have numerous locations that they're at. And this month's cover, it's got a gal. I've actually got it in front of me here. Let me tell you what it says on it, Aaron. It's a gal in her garden, and the cover of it says, creating a floral flower garden oasis. And it also says, let's play ball. So you can't miss it if it's out there, and it's a great read for anybody that loves the history of baseball here in Albert Lea.
Tom Jones, saying a Tom Jones Tuesday again on a midweek Wednesday. Jonesy, like always, thank you so much for the time. Stay cool, my friend, and we'll talk next week.
Aaron, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.